The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hi, good morning. Okay, so I have a podcast that's decided to take on Psychic View as part of their lineup, and that is Tribulation Saints Podcast. So just want to let y'all know that that they're going to be jumping on the Psychic View bandwagon and helping to promote my show. Also, you guys, if I have ever answered a question for you, it would be hugely beneficial to me if you were to download my app on your phone. It's $1.99 to download my app, okay? And then please tell five friends. Seriously, download my app, $1.99. It's like having a psychic in your pocket. Once you download the app for $1.99, one time $1.99, then you could go to your phone and ask a question anytime you want. It's very cool. So it's like think about Magic 8 Ball with dice. So you think of a question, you tap the dice, it gives you the answer to the question. It's very cool. $1.99, dicewisdom.com. So if you guys have ever tuned into my program, please download my app. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to go to the callers right away. I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
How you doing? This is Desmond. How you doing, Mona?
Hi, Desmond. What's your question for me?
Yeah, I know sometime maybe later this year I need to move near water. I'm thinking somewhere down south, but I don't know exactly where. So
well, you know, it's so funny because when you said move, the city that jumped into my head was San Diego.
Oh, yeah. I've been there twice, but this is kind of hot air, so that's why I was thinking somewhere a little cheaper.
Well, so here's the thing is that I do like the idea of you being near water. What's interesting is there's a man here that's coming up in your cards that could hire you as an apprentice. Or in other words, he would act as a mentor for you. So it's talking about choose the career that you really want to be in and then find the person that's very good at it and ask him for a job. And that he's in the city you want to move to. And so it's funny that I got San Diego for you because it could be somebody that's in the line of work that you really want to pursue and he's the best at it. And that you decide to ask him to work for him, to learn from him for maybe about a year or two, and then you go off on your own, and then you yourself become this amazing entrepreneur. But it's saying there's some things you still need to learn in order to make that happen. And there's definitely a move here. It's the target months for you to move, according to your reading, is April or May. That it's important you be in the new place by June. But April's the big power month for the move.
Oh, wow.
So tell me,
Desmond, okay.
What kind of work are you have you done in the past?
Mostly been warehouse physical work, but now I'm doing shifting into holistic health and energy healing. So.
Okay. So, and what kind of credential or learning are you getting in order to do that for folks?
Learning Reiki, psychic intuitive development course I'm taking also. So,
okay.
That's what I'm taking right now.
So here's the thing, is that there's what I keep getting is that there's somebody here that you learn from. This is a man that actually allows you to sort of take your career to the next level. This could be a guy that owns a supplement company that that may be along the holistic side of things for you, that it might be Ayurvedic or it might be certain vitamins or herbs that you end up helping him with. But it's funny because it's saying seek out this man first, and then that determines where your move is. And because I got San Diego, you might want to look for the leading vitamin manufacturing in the Southern California area, something like that. Because the thing is that I see you bringing a large income to you. So it may be because you're on the ground floor of helping promote something that's very health worthy. It could be even connected with CBD, with marijuana. But there's something, there's a guy that's a pro that you need to seek out and learn from. And it's absolutely okay. It's absolutely okay, spiritual worker, and earn money. You see?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah,
I have to tell you, you know, I've had thousands of people call my radio program. Thousands. And maybe only 10 people out of all the years I've been doing readings on the radio here have called me for an actual reading. And it's because people are under the impression that I'm free. See, think about it. I do this radio program specifically so people can call and ask me a question. It adds credibility to what I do. But does it promote a lot of readings for me? Not usually. The people that find me or have found me because they Google me on the internet or they happen to be in Vegas, that's how they find me. This is just to add credibility to what I do. So I don't, it's funny because I don't expect people to book a reading from this program, even though I offer a special if you do book a reading from this program. So when I say to you, it's absolutely okay for you to earn money and be spiritually focused, what I'm trying to tell you is that look at the things that are going to generate income for you and allow you to live a spiritual path.
Yeah, that's total balance for me. So, yeah, I like that.
All right, my friend Desmond. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right,
okay.
Appreciate that a lot. Yep.
My pleasure. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, 623 area code. Hello, 623. Who's this?
Hello, this is Maria. Bueno, how are you?
Hi, Maya. What's your question for me?
The highlight. I was one last week for the highlight. I was one waiting online.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I don't do that for the third program of the year. So I can answer a specific question for you. That's why my New Year's broadcast is so popular, Maya, is because I only do that once a year when I do the highlights of 2018. So I can answer a specific question for you, though. What would you like to ask me?
Even if I wait all the hour and I could not...
I'm sorry. Just ask me a specific question, and I'll be delighted to answer it for you.
What about work?
Okay, let's see. So here's the thing. You know intuitively that this is not the job you love. As a matter of fact, there's some sorrow or sadness or hurt feelings connected with the job right now. And what it's saying is that you're tired of bringing harmony to other people's chaos. That may be personally and professionally. But what it's saying here is intuitively, you know you need to go to a place where you're better appreciated. So what this is saying is align yourself with a career that allows you to be you and doesn't leave you with hurt feelings at the end of the day. Because here's the thing, is that you are doing your best to do a great job, and it's not appreciated where you are. And that it's saying that you've spent all this time proving yourself, and this is not the audience to prove yourself. So it's time to switch into a environment where the natural, amazing skills that you bring to the table are appreciated.
A time frame for that?
Actually, I was just about to say that. It's saying that your power months to change jobs is February. So that means that you probably find the job over the next 2 weeks and that you end up changing or giving your notice in February. So, and I'm all for that because where you are right now, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, it sucks.
Yes.
So here's the thing, is I would take your skill set and I would start looking for what you like the best about the work you've done in your whole career, and you look for jobs that align with that, all right? But I think that, yeah, and seriously, it's saying February is your power month. Now, I've got to talk about this year for a second. 2018 in numerology adds up to 11. So 2 and 1 and 8 adds up to an 11. It's a master number. When you reduce it to its primary number in numerology, it's a 2. So the technical explanation of 2018 is 2018 is a master number of partnerships, both personally, professionally, and friendship-wise. So and the fact that you had this power card 2 in your reading says that February is the time for you to change. Now, one more thing, let's add another thing. Chinese astrology that starts on February 16th is Year of the Dog. So that starts February 16th. Well, Year of the Dog is the year of loyalty. So any job that you find in 2018 is probably a job you're going to stay at for quite some time because it's the right job. So that's why I'm highly encouraging you taking your skill set of what you love to do the most and find a job connected with that. I think you'd be great in some sort of consultative sales. It could also be that you might work for event planning, or you might end up helping people with logistics for their trade show. But what I'm getting for you is you're very detail-oriented and you're awesome with people. So I would go in that direction if I were you. All right,
okay,
gal pal.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call.
I think you did a great job.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right, thanks. All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 984 area code. Hello, 984. Who's this?
Hi, Mama. This is Terry.
Hi, Terry. What's your question?
I have a question about whether there will be another relationship for me.
So I really love how clear you sound right now. I often have people, they're calling me from the car, they're calling me from work, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate that your environment is so quiet.
Well, thank you.
I just want to say that. All right, so let's see. So here's the thing. People underestimate how smart you are all the time. And it seems like you get hired at a job because you're so smart. Now, I want to also take that to relationships. Men seem to assume that you're not that bright because you're pleasant, all right? Now, I have found the more pleasant somebody is, the more intelligent they are. I found that, that the more that they can control their emotions and the more that they can connect with people because of getting something done or because it's, you know, it's the whole catching flies with sweet things as opposed to catching flies the other way. But what it's saying here is there's a man here that's incredibly smart. And it's saying that you put yourself in the path of that man. So and it's funny because I keep going back and forth with work with you because it's saying that you may meet this man through connections with work, that you use the mantle of your job or the identity of your job in order to meet this man. But he's very bright. And the most important thing he's looking for in a relationship is someone that he can talk to, someone who has the right spiritual alignment, and that the least thing he's interested in, and it's not that it will be non-existent in the relationship, but the least thing he's interested in when he meets a woman is sex. As a matter of fact, he gets a little disgusted when women kind of throw their sexuality at him, because that's not what he's looking for. He truly is looking for his companion of choice. And I mean that all the way around. But it's intellectually first, spiritually second, romantically third, and then sexual. So this is saying that with your reading and love, it's saying that there's somebody from the past that you're finally really truly letting go of. Then you have the lover's card in the exact position for the right kind of love attraction. Then you have a card here that talks about probably the way to meet this guy is through something creative. So it could be that you go to art gallery openings. It could be that you you take classes that are in cooking or music or art of some sort. But they're classes that involve both men and women. It also could be a time to improve your writing skills. It could be how people self-publish books and you end up showing up at someone who's done it and you meet him there. But it's saying the way to meet him is by participating in creative things that introduce you to him.
Okay.
Now, he's likely, the sign that he resonates to is an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini. I hope he's a Libra or Aquarius because Geminis are difficult. Just saying, okay? But
okay.
What are you laughing about?
I don't know. It seems funny.
Okay, so all I'm telling you here is that, yes, you are destined for this wonderful love relationship, but it all boils down to you being smart first and not being afraid to be smart and not being afraid to ask the direct question, because the more direct your question is, the more interesting this is to this man. And I'm telling you, life partner is what this is saying. My favorite way to describe someone that is looking for love in their life is that they're seeking their companion of choice. That is my favorite way for people to describe. They're not looking for a boyfriend. They're not necessarily looking for a husband, although it may lead to that, but they are seeking their companion of choice. And the way that's defined is somebody that you want to see that first release movie with, somebody that you can use a buy one, get one free dinner coupon with, somebody that you go and do things with, or even just stay in your jammies all day on Sunday and binge watch Game of Thrones, whatever it is.
Right.
You're having them align with the lifestyle that you see yourself in. And that makes all the difference. All right, Terry, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to Fabulous Las Vegas, area code 702. Hi, who's this?
George.
Hi, George. What's your question?
There's a woman I hadn't thought about in a couple of decades. We went to high school together, and she just popped into my mind a few months ago, and I want to look her up. Am I going to find her? Her name is Juanita.
Well, here's the thing, is if your intention is to just check in and touch bases with her and say, I was thinking
yes.
about you, that's great.
Yes.
But if your mm-hmm. intention is to cultivate a relationship here, that's saying no.
No, just as a friend.
Well, then
hi.
If I have no problem with that, George. If you want to connect with her as a friend, totally on board with that.
Will I
it's
be able
funny
to?
Because I see there's an apology there
yes.
somewhere,
yes.
and I think it might be an apology from you to her.
Yes.
So if that's the intent, I'm totally on board with that. Because here's the thing, anything you can do to release the past, anything you can do to remedy or make amends in the past, and you have the power to do it, I'm totally on board with that. You know, it's really funny. One of my favorite shows, and I think it's still on Netflix, and my husband and I binged watched it because it was just, you know, each episode's only 20 minutes because, you know, it doesn't have commercials,
mm-hmm.
but it's My Name is Earl. And the premise of the show, it's a comedy. The premise of the show is the guy gets a lottery ticket and he wins. And before he won the lottery ticket, he was kind of a con artist. And so what he does is he kind of gets a shot of spiritual karma, and he decides he's going to go through and rectify all the wrongs he did to people because now he has money and he can do it. But it's a very funny show. The show itself is just brilliant the way it's done. And for you to be able to do an apology to Juanita, I'm all on board with that.
Will I be
because
able to find her?
This says you will.
Okay.
It says that you will. And when you go in with the intent that you're apologizing and you wish things had turned out different, you wish you'd behave differently, and that this apology is 2 decades in the making, but you specifically wanted to find her to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's this feeling, this lighter feeling for you as a result. And it's funny, George, because it's saying that your power month for romance is March.
Wow.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from area code 978. Hello, 978. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathleen. How are you?
I'm great, Kathleen. What's your question?
Well, I had two. You can only do one, right?
Well, if it comes up strongly with the other question, I'm going to answer it. But we focus on one specific question. If it comes up on its
okay.
own, I answer it.
All right, let me bring this up then. There is a guy that I used to date. I call him Joe because that's how I was introduced to him, but his real name is Anthony Joseph. But he goes by Joe. And we used to date. He has been married 4 years now come September, but he still
yeah.
calls me all the time, and there's still interest there.
Yeah.
And his wife's name is Gail. And I wanted
mm-hmm.
to know if you see that marriage lasting and if you see him and I getting together as a couple.
So here's the thing, is that there is something incredibly compelling about you for him. All right?
What is it?
Well, because you're you
know.
And there's nobody in the world like you, and there's
but
something
he's a
about
millionaire and I live in housing and I'm saying
okay.
what could I offer this guy?
Sweetie, there's something about you that allows him to be himself.
I've been told that.
Okay, and you do this with everybody. It's not just him. And part of the reason why he's allowed to be himself is that you have, ever since you were young, have given yourself to be permission to be yourself. You're not trying to be like anybody else, right? That's incredibly,
right.
incredibly compelling. Even if someone, excuse my French here, is an asshole,
Yeah.
There's something about that person that's compelling because they've given themselves permission, even if it pisses other people off, to be themselves. It's compelling.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to tell you that your buddy Joe can be very changeable. He is, he needs a lot of variety in his life. And so I want to tell you, you're not the only woman that he's got a dialogue going with.
Oh, shoot.
So the thing is that I will tell you, if you ever needed anything, he would give it to you.
Oh, I could use a car.
So when next time he calls you, say, dude, you know my car's breaking down. I really need a car.
He knows that.
Okay. Dude, I need a car. He may find a way to get you a car.
I already found one.
Okay.
I already found one, but I don't know if my Social Security called me. They said my name was flagged, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to keep my supplemental needs that I get each month, an extra $300.
Okay, so what it's saying is that the answer to the question is that he's not happy in the relationship because he's living kind of a he's living her fantasy. So he's living the wife's fantasy, all right? He doesn't like it. All right? So but there's something about,
cuz I'm down to earth. I say it like it is.
Okay, wait. There's something about the relationship he's in right now that is serving his reputation or his life in some way, or he wouldn't have married her in the first place. There may be something, there may be something connected with his work or whatever it is. But what this is also saying is that he's coming up reversed, which I would say he's connecting with you for his own purposes. He's not connecting with you with the idea of a future in mind with you. He's connecting with you because you're acting sort of like a therapist for him.
Oh.
So you could actually ask that direct question. Do you only call me because I'm sort of your therapy session? You could ask him that.
So you think he's talking with another woman besides me too?
I think that there might be two other women besides you that he's talking to.
God.
Now, I don't think he's sleeping with any of them because if his wife found out, she'd take him to the cleaners.
She's got money too.
Right, but there's a dialogue going on with other women. And it's because there's something that his needs are fulfilled in some way by interacting with these other women. So the thing is that you can keep the relationship just like it is as a friend. But as a friend, I would ask his help to get you a car.
And I would like more than just friendship, but you don't see that coming out of it.
It doesn't. It says here, the longer that you play footsies with this guy, the more you cut yourself off from a relationship that could be authentic for you.
Mm.
In other words, as long as you hold out hope for this man, it's saying that you're cutting off the opportunity for other men. And it's funny because I keep getting things like you joining, the Shriners or the Moose Lodge or something where you connect with a group of people, both men and women, that you end up meeting a lot of nice men. But you're not making that effort because this guy is reaching out to you.
Well, I don't have a car and I just had back surgery, so
okay.
I really...
But here's the thing. Is that what I'm trying to tell you is that there's a way for you to connect with people. But I think the next time he calls you, you say, you know, Joe, dude, I just had back surgery. I need a car. I'm desperate for money right now. And it's very difficult for me to talk to you knowing that you could send me a chunk of money and make things better for me. And all you want to do is have this sort of verbal affair.
Yes, that's what it is, I guess.
And that's what you have to do is be that direct. Say, you know, you're taking from my energy from me by calling me. And you're not doing anything to help me. And if you were me as a businessman, Would you continue this relationship? I'd be that direct. All right, gal, got to go. Thanks for the call. See you later. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi.
What's your question for me?
An observation and a question. About 3 days ago, maybe 4 days ago, I've been here where it's occurred, sitting in this, I'm staying in a spare bedroom of a distant relative friend.
Right.
And I've noticed, like if I'm sitting here reading or maybe watching a film on my computer or something, the flashes on my left side, left eye, and it's like flashes of light, very quick, but it's on my left side. I'm not bleeding or anything, but it started about 3 or 4 days ago, and I'm just trying to figure out if there's something spiritual about it, or someone, or spiritual or angelic message, or whatever it is, because I can't. I'm trying to rationalize what the heck it could be.
Okay, so the first thing I want to mention is when you mentioned the flashes, two things came right into my head. The first was, do you have issues with migraine headaches?
No.
Okay, that was my first, that's a medical thing. I'm not a medical doctor, and none of what I talk about here replaces that, but sometimes people start seeing flashes before there's a migraine. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have issues with a migraine, then we're going to dismiss that. The second thing is that what this is saying, and I'm not a medium, but the way your cards are coming up, I'm going to mention this. There's a woman on the other side that, because she's connected with someone, she's somebody that has passed that's connected with you. This woman was incredibly gregarious and generous and loving and fun in her lifetime. And she is connected either to you or to that house. And I think she's trying to get your attention. So
okay.
What you could do is maybe do a little research and find out if someone passed that was staying in that room.
Well, it's an apartment. It's an apartment building. And I didn't intend to be here as long as I have been. But as I said, it's the woman who rents the apartment, we're connected in some way. And she dated my uncle years and years ago. So
okay.
her daughter, either one or both of them, lived in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my cousin, which, you know, is just very negative energies with her, and I just keep away from her. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but anyway.
Okay, wait. So you stay away from the woman who's renting you the room because of the negative energy?
No, her daughter, which is my cousin.
Okay, no. Here's the thing. I want you to ask the woman that you're renting the room from if she's if she knows of anyone who's passed away in the room that you're staying in.
Oh, wait a minute. She did have a person who was an acquaintance, a friend, some years ago, who probably died here. But she, from what I know, if she had, this woman had been in prison for, oh goodness, I don't want to say anything without having all the facts, but she was in prison for quite a while, and when she got released, she stayed in this room. But I don't know if she was gregarious or anything like that.
Okay, so if I could create a screenplay based on what you're telling me, my sense is that this woman who was in prison got involved with the wrong group of people and ended up being the fall gal for the prison sentence. That's what I'm thinking, and that it would make a great screenplay. and that that you actually investigating her life and writing a screenplay, changing the names to protect the innocent, but it would make a great screenplay. Because what I'm seeing here is that the bigger, more important issue with you, Patricia, is not is using the fact that you could have a project to be a catalyst to get you out of that living situation. Because that living situation feels like a huge downer to me.
It is. It is. You're pleading mildly, but it's just very
toxic. It's a downer. It's like, the thing is that you feel afraid to leave your room. That's what I don't like. So here's the thing. I want you to investigate. Now, I don't know if this would work, but it doesn't hurt to look. What if you could actually be employed part-time at a senior center in exchange for room and board? I don't know if that exists. But the reason I say that is that is that what I'm getting with you is that you need way more people around you to feel healthy and vital. And I can't stand that you're holed up in this room. I can't stand it.
Yeah. Well, I do go out to the library, and I'll be returning back to taking classes next week.
Right.
So I'm not a shut-in, but it's just been so many challenging, difficult circumstances while living here. So later on this year, I plan to relocate out of the state. And,
good. But
yeah.
You might want to see if there's a situation where you could get part-time employment in exchange for room and board.
Okay.
In other words,
there may be
a situation like that. And I keep getting that for you because I actually want you to create a brand new family.
Okay. But you're saying like a senior center, because I've been doing my best to get my own place, but I've
Well, that's fine. But what I'm getting is that might be a way. They might even work it out where they'll pay you, but then you actually work there and work with the seniors, but you end up being able to get space at a reduced cost. There's something. See, if you lived in Las Vegas, I would refer you to a gal that specializes in employment through AARP.
Right.
But you don't live in Vegas, so I can't refer you to her. But what I would do is I would immediately look at AARP employment.
Okay.
Because then you can relocate to the new place with a job in your crosshairs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to be around people, Patricia. Got to let you go. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right,
thank
my friend.
You.
Thanks. Thank you. See ya. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 646 area. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 646.
Hey, Mona.
Who's this? Hi.
Helena. How are you?
Oh, hi, Helena.
Hi. I don't know if I'm too late, but would it be possible to get a card for this year?
Oh, no. You can't do that. You do that on New Year's Day. You did it right around New Year's. So I did it on New Year's Eve for 2 hours, and then I had a bunch of people that emailed me, and I got those on the air last program, but I'm not doing that today because if I start doing it for you, everybody else on hold is going to want it. So that's why it's a special program. So I'll answer a specific question for you. So what is that, Helena?
Do you get anything on my moving from my apartment where I am to another location?
Let's see. Well, yeah, oh, my gosh. So 4 out of the 5 cards that I picked for you are all major cards. It's saying that the 21st of the month is a power month, a power day for you.
Okay.
The 21st. So I don't know what day the 21st falls on. I think it might be a Monday.
Okay.
Wait, what day is the 21st? So Monday, tomorrow, it's next Sunday is the 21st.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's interesting is it's saying that you find something within the next week, but it's saying that the 21st, there's something by the 21st or the next 3 weeks, 21 days, that's really important for you. I totally want you to move within the next 5 weeks, if you can.
Wow, that would be pretty amazing. I mean, I don't seem to have the wherewithal financially. It's something that I want, and I mean, I know spirit can make things happen, but.
So where do you want to move?
To the city, or just somewhere where there's much easier transportation. Manhattan or Brooklyn.
Okay. Well, it's saying that there is a situation that you can find that works
mm-hmm.
for you. Now, I got the power number 5 here. So you got 21, the next 21 days, there's something that happens that you get an idea or the right situation appears or something like that. And then you have this card of a total commitment. So it might be a total commitment spiritually. Now, one of the things that I have recently been reminded of is that in order to have what you want, you simply
mm-hmm.
have to want it, right? So, Helena, you want to move. So you say, I want to move. And that just
okay.
by you having that vibration, then you start looking for a situation that could be ideal for you. But there's something about the next 21 days for you connected with this question where you get the brilliant idea of how you can do it.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Gosh.
And I want to say that the biggest bonus of you moving is meeting somebody that becomes a romantic partner. That's the
okay.
biggest bonus of the move, is that you actually meet somebody that you really like, which I'm totally on board with for you. So, all right, my
okay.
friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
bye.
You.
I've got somebody here from the. Hold on. Get him on the air here. 913. Hi, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How are you doing?
Hi, Andy. What's your question?
My question is, this year I am really hoping to finish up with this doctoral work and just wondering
Yay.
What the cards say about it.
Okay. So it's saying that you can find a job before you finish. The power
oh, wow.
month, the power month for the job is April.
Okay.
So, and it's saying that you work for with or for a woman that has incredibly strict ideas of how things are supposed to be done. So, in other words, there's the right way, the wrong way, and her way of doing things. And what it's saying is that by doing things her way or acting almost as a apprentice or mentee with her. It really
uh-huh.
allows your career to bloom. So I would, there's, she's a powerful woman, so she's in a huge position of power for you that would align with what your doctoral work is all about.
Excellent.
So
is this somebody I already know?
It may be somebody you already know. A lot of people think she's kind of a bitch.
Okay.
But she's not really a bitch. She's just got her way of doing things, and her way has worked for her, so she's very reluctant to try a different way. Do you see what I mean? It's like,
yes.
I want you to learn her way of doing things, and that's how you get her to hire you. Say, you know, you've created and made a unique mark in this industry, and I really want to learn from you. I really would like to apply my doctorate degree toward your research or your foundation or your whatever, okay? But the thing is she's not really a bitch. She's just got a different way of doing things. You can learn a boatload of stuff from her.
Excellent.
And it's saying that the first 3 months would be hard with her, but then after you sort of prove yourself, then it's like the two of you become absolute amazing best friends.
Very cool. Thank you.
So power month is April. But I want you to look for this woman who's a leader in the industry of what you're studying.
Okay.
And it may involve
okay.
you moving to be near her in some way. Or it may be that you work remotely until your studies are finished. Or that you study remotely until the whatever. There's a shift coming for you that you need to be willing to do.
Okay.
All right,
great.
Andy. Thanks for
Thank
the call.
Thank you much.
All right, see
Thank
you later.
You. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Mindy from Los
Hi,
Angeles.
Mindy. Hi. What's your question?
It has to do with the move.
Okay.
And I would very much like to hear whatever Tarot is saying to me.
All right. Let's see what it says.
Thank you.
There's a man here. So I'm going to go to the more important issue that's coming up in your cards. The move goes along with this man. This man is somebody that is going to help you take your life, your happiness seriously. I'm not sure if it's romantic or if it's just somebody that facilitates this shift for you. But it's somebody that you can be incredibly honest with, you can be yourself with. He likes your sense of humor. He likes your energy. He likes you, all right? What I'm seeing is that you reach out to this man, and it helps facilitate the move. So it could be that he hires you. It could be that he's somebody that's connected with you either peripherally through friendship or former employment or family. But it's saying that the move is involved with this man. Now, I really like this guy. I really like this guy. This guy is somebody that a lot of people think he's kind of a jerk. It's funny because the call before you, I said the woman's kind of a bitch. This guy's not really a jerk. He's just got a very strong opinion about things.
Yes.
Because nobody's given him anything. He's worked very hard for where he is. He was not raised in a wealthy family. He created his own wealth. But this is the man I want you to seek out in the place that you want to move.
That is really terrific.
Do you recognize this man now?
I can't decide which one it is. I currently work with a person. He's a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
But the there's a big project that he's that comes through this man that I work with that I brought to the table, and it's a very, very big project. He is a lot of people consider him a jerk. He's like a director.
Yeah, we I love him.
Project.
I love him for you. And by the way, he has I would see if you can set an appointment with him and ask if you can be the project manager or help facilitate the smooth progress of this project.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
But here's the thing is that he's waiting for somebody to actually volunteer for that.
Thank you.
And by you being very direct, be very direct, very honest, tell him your capabilities, but here's what I love, he already trusts you.
Yes, thank you. He's a Capricorn.
Oh, yeah, that's I you know, it's funny when you said Sagittarius, I went, "Maybe," but when you said now you say Capricorn, it's him.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
You later.
Take care.
You're
Bye
welcome.
Now.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
You? My question is regarding relationships, kind of all of them in general. I've been, communication's been kind of cut off for me.
Well, there's one man in particular that seems to have tipped over all of the bowling pins. There's a guy, and I don't like him. He's kind of a jerk. And what I'm getting is that it's almost as if he behaves badly towards you but is blaming you for behaving badly.
Okay, yeah. I don't know who
and
that
he,
is, but there is
it
someone.
Says,
you're absolutely
yeah,
right.
It's saying that that's sort of tipped into that vibration. So now you're questioning all your relationships.
Right.
Right? Which is not a bad thing because sometimes we need to do that. It's like, who's been there for us? Who's had our back? Who has reciprocated when we have given of ourselves? Who's been on your team? So the way I would look at this, Sharon, is that instead of getting all emotionally upset about the people that maybe don't support you, it might be instead that you look at every single person as though they have supported you and that maybe some of them are not supposed to be in your life. You know, something that I really liked, wait, I got to tell you this real quick. Something I really liked that was posted on Facebook recently was just a simple sentence. If the door doesn't open, it's not meant for you. And that's very simple. But the more I thought about it, the more profound I thought that was. So if a relationship is not reciprocal, it's not meant for you. So, but if you look at it as though the everything's a benefit, the universe is trying to benefit you all the way around, the universe is doing everything it can to make you the most authentic, amazing person you possibly can be, maybe some of those past relationships are supposed to fall away and that they did you a favor by behaving like jerks.
Yeah, the person that you were picking up,
yeah.
I don't know who that is. I mean, there is somebody who's like sabotaging my life pretty much. Like vandalizing, that kind of thing. My car, my home.
Yeah, well, that
and
might be
I
that
don't
person.
Know who to do.
See,
yeah,
here's the thing.
I don't
here's
understand.
There was a, I have to tell you this. There was a guy that called my program years ago where he bought a new-to-him car. And he drove it to his apartment complex. And somebody that lived in the apartment complex was jealous that here this guy bought. I mean, it was like a four-year-old Mercedes the guy bought. So it still looked really new because the owner before had kept it really well. He kept it really, really nice. He just really took care of it. And so he drove up in this car, parked it in his carport, and the next day he came down and somebody had put a screwdriver in his tire.
Yeah.
And that's just
that
pure jealousy. That's what that is. It's envy, right? So so he made a complaint to the apartment complex and said, you are not helping me keep my property safe. Well, they went back and forth and back and forth. And then about a week later, he came down and somebody had scratched the whole side of his car. All
right? Right.
And so what he kept saying was, you are not doing your job at protecting my property that I'm renting space here. So now he had a flat tire he had to fix, and now he had this huge scratch down the side of his car. Well, what he did is he set up one of those little mini cameras in his carport.
Right.
And one of his neighbors came in and actually took a hammer and made a big dent in his hood. I mean, this is how petty these people were, right? Well, he got it on video, and showed it to the manager, and so the manager says, I don't want to get involved with that. You're going to have to call the police. So, because he was in a lease, so I know this is kind of a long story, but basically what happened is he was in a lease, and the he took it to small claims court, and he ended up not only getting the money back that it cost him to get the tire fixed and the scratch fixed and the dent fixed, but he was also able to break his lease. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm giving you that piece of information because what this is saying is it's time for you to move. And it's time for you to move into a better neighborhood where people are a little bit more respectful of people's property. So that's what it's saying for you.
I'm not in that situation. Yeah, I'm not in that situation where I can move. I don't have any income. And this is a home I bought.
So,
and they've kind of destroyed it, you know, so I don't have any equity. A lot of things going on here.
So here's the thing. This is not a question so much for a psychic. It's a question for maybe someone that's a friend that happens to be an attorney. But what I'm telling you is from the spiritual perspective, is you're being shown what you don't want, right? You don't want to live in a place that doesn't feel safe. You don't want to live in a place where people would be so petty to destroy property. You don't want to live in a place where you feel lonesome. So it's saying that everything you're in right now may create the perfect opportunity for a change in some way. And the very first thing you need to do is to identify what you don't want so that you can focus on what you do. The other thing is that I tell people if they can't do something, instead of keeping concentrating on what they can't do, focus on instead on what they can do. Right?
Uh-huh.
So if you can't spend money to go out to dinner, maybe you can create a wonderful dinner. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that what it's saying in your cards is that you're so focused on what's not going right that you're creating more of what's not going right.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen.
Okay,
you
so
know, now I catch myself.
Right, now we concentrate on how we can make more of what we like start coming to you. And it might even be where you decide that you're going to go back to a non-denominational Christian church just to connect with people. And it may be that you go to the priest and you say, look, I'm in a really, really tough spot right now. And maybe they help you. So anyway, I got to go. Thanks. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later. All right, you guys, I'll be back live next week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk again soon.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or the Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.